This is the Composer's Datebook for September 24th. I'm John Burge. In the age of the Baroque, double concertos were quite common. There were concertos written for two flutes, two trumpets, or like the famous concerto by Bach, for two violins. These double concertos represented a civilized give and take between the two soloists, a sense of balance or decorum typical of 18th century society in general. In the 19th century, however, the concept of the solitary artist as hero or rebel helped make the virtuosic solo concerto much more typical of the Romantic age. In our time, the double concerto occasionally makes a civilized comeback. And on today's date, in 1989, one for two violins was premiered in Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's by the American composer Catherine Hoover, who offered this explanation. When two violinists get together to perform with an orchestra, it's usually a friendly celebration, a chance for colleagues who value each other's talents and skills to enjoy making music together. So I began to think, if I were one of the players, I would want the piece to be grateful and warm, with lyricism and a sense of playfulness. This is what I've attempted to write. Catherine Hoover's 1989 double concerto was commissioned and premiered by the Southeastern Kansas Orchestra. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.